All right, at 4:35, we're going to talk special session because the governor just this afternoon announced that Monday there would be a special session to pass the budget. But I don't know, man, like as close as the legislature is, I would not assume that things are going to necessarily go smoothly on Monday. The legislative leaders have a two-page signed agreement, but that doesn't mean you have everybody on board and everybody willing to kind of follow the agreement. So it could be very interesting. So that'll be coming up on Monday, but we'll ask the DFL, a former Speaker of the House, Melissa Hortman, what she thinks about things as the minority or co-leader or whatever they are. I don't know how close it is in the House. It's essentially one legislator has veto power over this thing, which is fascinating. So we'll talk about that coming up at 4:35. Right now, let's play Minnesota's fastest growing afternoon card related game show. It is Cardi Sharks. There it is. The hamsters are we on summer Fridays with the equipment? It's possible. Kristen Olson, not off. She writes the poem, "The smoke is past, it does seem to be, as cottonwood fuzzies rain down from each tree. We may have a budget, what a surprise. So let's have some fun with Josh and the guy on Cardi Sharks."
I love the improvisation.
Yeah,
it was good.
That's right. Two contestants. Say hello to Joe in Apple Valley. Joe, you're on CCO. How's it going, Joe?
It's going good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. How do you work Fridays in the summer, or are you on an easier schedule?
Easier.
All right. I like it. I'm jealous. Dan Cook had the right idea taking this Friday off. Josh and I are here at work, and when I see all the traffic headed up north as I drive down to come to work, I think I've made the wrong choice.
Maybe.
All right, stand by, Joe. You are playing for a $50 gift card to Jester Concept, and your competition is Jack. Jack is in Stillwater. What's up, Jack?
Hey, hello.
You were on hold so long, Jack.
I know, I pulled over.
The deal, I think it's now it's off. You're waiting so long for this game to start. It's possible the legislature deal has fallen apart. Very good.
Well, I just heard you say Cardi Sharks, and I have WCCO in my favorite, so I just hit the favorite, button on speed
Love
dial.
It. Well, very good. Jack, do you live in Stillwater, one of my favorite cities in Minnesota?
Yeah, just north of downtown, about 10 minutes in May Township.
Oh, excellent. I love the St. Croix Valley, Stillwater. Alyssa and I, we were in Stillwater last Saturday having a drink at Stillwater proper, which I love that place. And we were just talking about, you know, I could, as much as we love the city, and I want to live in the heart of the city, I could 100% live in the Stillwater area. It's beautiful. All right, here we go.
It's got a downtown and everything.
Yes, it's got enough, but it's small enough that like you're going to know all the people. You'll know all the bartenders and the restaurant servers and all of that. I think that's pretty fun. Here's how we do it. We start with a survey question of 100 people. 100 people. Joe will go first. Joe will answer the question with a number between 0 and 100. Jack will say higher or lower. If you are watching, if you have YouTube, go to youtube.com/WCCO radio and click on the live broadcast. You can watch Cardi Sharks on YouTube right now. It's kind of fun to watch it with the giant cards and our homemade board behind us. And we start with Joe. We'd love if you'd subscribe to YouTube as well to our channel. That would be outstanding. Here we go. Joe, the first question goes to you. We asked 100 cosmetologists, do you wear sunscreen every day? 100 cosmetologists. You know what a cosmetologist is, right?
Yeah, but are they sober when they ask them this?
I, you know, I'm going to assume so, but I can't guarantee it. How many cosmetologists said they do wear sunscreen daily? What do you think?
I'm going to go about 67%.
67% says Joe. Joe, are you a sunscreen wearer?
At times, yes.
At times, yeah. I feel like I'm contractually obligated from Terrine Dermatology to remind you both to wear your sunscreen. I don't want to get I don't want any of us getting in trouble with Dr. Mohiba Terrine. Jack, what do you think? Joe says 67.
Boy.
Do you think it's higher or lower, the number of cosmetologists who say they wear sunscreen every day?
Every day is a hard one. I mean, Joe, that's a good guess. He made it tough for me. I'll say lower than 67%.
Yeah, every day. Even I do wear sunscreen almost every day. I put on moisturizer because I'm getting old, and I put on sunscreen. That's how it works. Jack is correct. The actual number is 60. It is a little bit lower.
Wow.
Joe, your guess was good. Your guess was good.
Not good enough.
Not good enough. That's right. Jack, you get to pick the cards. Do you want the red or the blue cards?
Oh, I'll go red cards.
All right, red cards for Jack. And your opening card is... It's a five. You start with a five. When you get the question right, you can always change the card. You're on a five. You want to go higher, lower, or change it?
I'll go with higher than five.
All right, higher than a five. It is an ace. It is higher than a five. And you're in good shape here. This ace is the high card. You want to keep going higher or lower?
Lower, please.
Lower than an ace? It is an eight. It is lower. Only way you could have been hosed is if you got another ace there. But you're on an eight now. You can freeze and preserve your progress. Or you can flip a coin and go higher or lower and risk it. What do you want to do, Jack?
No, I'll freeze.
Go higher. Thank
you. Yeah, Joe thinks you should go higher. I don't blame you, Joe. It makes things a little more fun. Like, let's go. All right, Jack freezes on the eight, and the next question goes to you, Jack. We asked 100 flight attendants, have you ever caught passengers joining the Mile High Club on an airplane? Oof. How many said they had? Jack, have you, I don't know if this is too personal of a question, but are you a member of the Mile High Club?
Oh, unfortunately not.
Yeah. Same with me. I'm a no on that. And for multiple reasons, like the risk of getting caught seems very high. And the pleasure quotient in relation to the risk just doesn't seem to be there for me. I don't know. An airplane lavatory? No, thank you. That's a no for me. You know, if you're in the Mile High Club, text us at 651-461-9226. Because Joe, are you in the Mile High Club?
Only in my mind.
Yeah, well, same. That's same. We've all watched the same video then. Yes, I understand what you guys are talking about. All right, Jack, what do you think? How many flight attendants say they've caught someone joining the Mile High Club?
Yeah, I'll go 21%.
21, says Jack. Yeah. Joe, what do you think, higher or lower?
I'll have to go higher.
Yeah, higher than that. Josh, you're nodding your head. I mean, when you're a flight attendant, you're in the sky a lot. There are a lot of people less... Mm-hmm. Maybe less nervous than I am to join that. The actual number of flight attendants who say they've joined some, they not joined someone. Oh my, that's a different question.
Wow, another question.
Yeah, an interesting question, but a very different question. 79 say they've caught someone.
Wow.
Right? How about that? Way higher.
Wow.
And Joe, that's good news for you. I'm going to show you your opening card, Joe. And it's a seven. Joe, you get a commercial break to think about what you want to do. That seven Will Joe call it? Will he change the card? We'll find out in just a minute as we play Card D Sharks for $50 gift card at Jester Concepts. We're so grateful to Jester Concepts. I will be going to Burrow tonight with my family. That is one of the Jester Concepts restaurants. We're focusing on Starling in Edina. Great new restaurant in the suburbs, Edina. Go check out Starling, but you can use this at Butcher and the Boar or Parlor. Card D Sharks coming back. Card D Sharks for $50 thanks to Jester Concepts. We appreciate their support. Go have a Parlor Burger this weekend. Why not? We are playing a great game right now with Joe in Apple Valley, Jack in Stillwater. Joe won the last question in control of the board. And you can, just a reminder, you can watch Card D Sharks on YouTube at the WCCO Radio YouTube account. Give us a like and a subscribe and all the YouTube stuff, and we appreciate that. We do the show live in video format for you every day. Joe, you're on a seven. Do you want to change the card, or do you want to play the seven?
Change it, please.
All right. The seven becomes a nine.
Well,
it's pretty much six and one half does the other. Yeah. What do you want to do, Joe, higher or lower?
Higher.
Higher than a nine. It is a three.
Whoa.
Very close. Very close. You get a free shot at this, Jack. You're on an eight. Nothing to lose because you've frozen, but you want to go higher or lower than the eight?
Yeah, so there's six lower and six higher. You know, you were spend a lot of time talking about cannabis. Why don't we go with that theme and say higher?
Higher. So much higher. Higher than an eight. It's a rim shot and a ding. It is an ace.
Yay.
And oh, goodness. The higher joke, Jack, may have you in a victory lane because you have one card separating you and $50. You're on an ace. What are you going to do, Jack?
Yeah. Lower, please.
Lower than an ace. For the win,
it is a
nine. And you got it. You got it. We have a winner. Joe, you got
it. Joe, good game, Joe.
That middle and card to be the first one. That was a rough deal for you. Joe, you're a great contestant. Thanks for calling, Joe. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Joe in Apple Valley. And Jack, congratulations. You won Card D Sharks. You have got a $50 gift card to Jester Concepts. You can use it at any of their restaurants. And like I said, we're doing a little. My youngest graduates from high school this weekend. So we're trying to find a spot where we could bring the whole family for like a little pre-celebration. So off to Burrow. In the North Loop, but they have Butcher and the Boar and PS Steak and lots of great restaurants for you to go to, Jack.
Yeah, we've been to Butcher and the Boar. I love it.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Yeah, really good. Good people over there, too. Jack, stay on the line. Josh will get your name and your information. We'll get you that gift card next week.
Thanks a bunch. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jack. There it is. Card D Sharks every Friday. Best place to watch it is YouTube. All of our shows are on YouTube and a great group of people. We got food reviews and fun things. We got UGEL in there. And UGEL says it's good to be it's okay to be uninhibited. Mm. Talking about the Mile High Club.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Yeah.
I don't judge.
No, none here.
National Donut Day is today. After we talk with Melissa Hortman, I want to know your favorite cheap donut. So the Star Tribune today did the, like, you know, the fancy donut or their favorite donut shops in the neighborhood, that sort of stuff. And like, that's fine. That's good. But on my Instagram page right now, there is a conversation about cheap donuts. Because I don't know, man, like the fancy expensive donuts for me often are like way too sweet, way too much stuff on them. I don't like crumble cookies. It's too much frosting, too much nonsense. I don't like the donuts that have too much nonsense on it either. So I posted a picture that I think it's sort of recognizable where the donut is that I was posting, and it was Cub Foods. So, you know, it's not an ad or anything. I'm just asking people's favorite cheap donuts. A lot of Cub. Well, I want to know what you think, and we'll talk about it coming up in about 20 minutes. So you can join in the conversation on Instagram, or you can send us a text at 651-461-9226. It was announced just this afternoon that the governor is calling a special session. Will this agreement that legislative leaders have come to, will it stick? It's a lot of time between now and Monday, and it is a tough group to get things through. So we will talk about it with Melissa Hortman, the DFLer, House former speaker. She joins us in just a minute here on Drive Time. Well, we wondered if they were going to get to a deal, if we were going to have a special session this week, next week, ever. And today, we learned that the governor and top legislators agreed to a one-day special session that must adjourn before 7 a.m. on Tuesday. So Monday will be the day. The question is, will the members go along with this agreement? Always a question when you have deadlock. Well, it's a question when the House is deadlocked, when the House is not deadlocked. You just never know exactly what's going to happen. And we bring in a DFL Speaker Emeritus, the DFL leader, Melissa Hortman, with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. It's good to visit with you, Representative. I wonder if this weekend is more stressful than if you had a deal, or, you know, is it more stressful or less stressful now that you have a deal? Whoop, hang on
to
there.
Rule the world.
Go
no,
ahead,
no problem. I love the music that you had playing to bring me in. Everyone wants to rule the world.
Exactly.
What I had my Spotify play for me right before I left the house is School's Out for Summer. So I feel a sense of accomplishment that we finally have the agreement that we are going to have a special session on Monday. It will be a one-day special session. We will pass the entire state budget with four caucus leader agreements and the governor's agreement. So we're hoping for a fairly smooth as legislative days can be. And we're ready to have that budget enacted.
I've already seen some Republican House representatives on X, you know, talking about like, well, we'll see. Is everyone going to follow what the leadership has agreed to? Is everyone going to fall in line? What is your gut? At least, you know, I presume that you don't even imagine to speak for what the Republican caucus might do. But there was quite a bit of opposition to a number of parts of this budget deal on your caucus. What's your sense on what the Democrats, what the DFLers will do?
Sure. It's a compromise budget, so that means it's everybody's second choice, and it's not what any party would have picked if they were drafting the budget themselves. So certainly, while there are things to dislike in all of the budget bills, there also are some things to really like in the budget bills. We're providing a healthy increase to our school districts in funding. And, you know, in general, the state budget is in a healthy position, especially over the next 2 years, even though there are some tougher cuts in the 2 years beyond that. But the leaders all signed the agreement, and in the House, that means that Speaker Daymuth and I are committed to vote for these bills. And I think some of them will be pretty close to 67 Republicans and one Democrat, and some of them will be pretty close to 67 Democrats and one Republican. Most of them will be about 34 Republicans and about 34 Democrats. We just need 68 votes to pass a bill in the Minnesota House. And so for us, it's relatively easy because we don't need united caucuses for most of these bills. The tougher gig is over in the Senate, where there are 34 Democrats in the majority, which means every single Democrat in the majority has to vote for every single budget bill.
Is there a bonding bill, a package of construction projects where there's, you know, the state borrows money? This is always a big deal to communities around the state. Did you guys agree to bring forward a bonding bill?
Yes, I'm really delighted to say that we have four caucus leader agreement and governor's agreement on a $700 million bonding bill. And of that, at least $260 million will be on transportation and water infrastructure projects. Another big chunk of that will be facilities maintenance at the University of Minnesota and the Minnesota State institutions. So a lot of taking care of the things that we already own as a state.
Yeah, a lot of those buildings are just in rough shape, and you gotta, if you don't deal with it this year, the cost of dealing with it next year or 2 years later just goes up and up and up.
It's just like being a homeowner, right? After 10, 20, 30 years, you have to replace windows, you have to replace roofs, you have to replace heaters. For me, my water heater's blown, I think, about 3 times. And you just, it's part of owning an asset. You have to do that maintenance.
Yeah. Yeah. No question about it. Representative Melissa Hortman is with us. This process of getting to this point, obviously, when you have such a close situation in both the House and the Senate, any one member really has the power to grind things to a halt. How would you characterize the process of this?
Well, I think lawmaking has just always been messy since the beginning of the Republic. I think the musical Hamilton, you know, there's quite a bit of intrigue about where is the Capitol going to be? How does it end up in Washington, D.C.? And turns out, you know, there's a dinner that happens. And so some of these things, a relatively small number of people, you know, battle it out and make the difference between whether your capital for the United States of America is in New York City or it's in Washington, D.C. And so similarly, we have a very close divide here. We have very big decisions. Small number of people have a big impact on ultimately the decisions. But I'm just really pleased that in the end, all four caucus leaders are on the special session agreement, because there's 101 Democrats, there's 100 Republicans, and that really the only way for us to be successful is to work together.
Are legislators going to have time to even read these bills by the time they come up on Monday?
They will. I mean, oddly enough, people really argue over every comma and or in these bills. And that's why the review process takes so long before they initially get posted online. I think all but three of the bills are posted online out of about 18 bills that we'll be doing in the special session. So they're posted out there. People can see them. And the members of the committees are going through those bills in public hearings right now. I think the transportation hearing is still going on, has been going on for at least a couple of hours. And so people will have a good long time to know what's in those bills before they have to vote on them.
What is your confidence level that this deal will hold and Monday will be, you know, perhaps messy, but will proceed with bills getting passed?
Well, in politics, like in life, your word is your bond. And when you give your word, people have to be able to count on you to keep your word. And since all four caucus leaders and the governor have put their word on this document, they put their signature on this document, I believe that the deal will hold up.
What's the transportation bill controversy? What's the biggest issue there?
Yeah, so in 2023, we enacted a metro area sales tax that will fund transportation. And of the new sales tax proceeds, the counties, metro counties, were entitled to receive 17% of it. Well, in light of the fact that we have a state budget shortfall 2 years from now, they will be receiving 8.5% of the new revenue instead of the 17% that they were counting on from before. You know, nobody likes budget cuts, but when you have a budget shortfall, you have to make budget cuts. And that was the one choice that was made in that transportation bill that disappoints some metro area counties.
Trying to figure out, I mean, obviously, to get to the finish line, there's going to be sort of people are going to be mad about X and other people are going to be mad about Y. I mean, that is part of how this goes, right?
Right. And the goal is to share the pain fairly across different budget areas. In the out years, there's a cut in education of $420 million. There's a cut in health and human services of more than $800 million. And there's a cut in transportation of about $133 million. So nobody wants to cut growth in government, because we know there's a lot of needs out there. But state government is finite. And so we have to make these choices of where we cut off funding and say, like, we're counties, you're going to get 8.5%, but you're not going to get 17% of the new revenue. We're going to balance the budget this go round.
I know that the data center issue has been challenging. Here in Minnesota, we had a big data center that Amazon was going to build when news came out that some of the tax breaks for the data center industry were maybe going to be removed in this budget process. Amazon said, forget it. We're not going to build in Becker then. Where did you guys end up on data centers?
So in Minnesota in 2011, we enacted a tax break for data centers. And we said all of the hardware, software, and electricity for a data center would be tax-free. And this year, to help balance the budget, we peeled back the tax exemption on electricity. So the rest of us pay sales tax on our electricity. And under prior law, or existing law, until we passed the new bill, the data centers were not paying sales tax on electricity. So that's one change that was in the leadership agreement. But the other thing that the data center industry wanted was longer time period where they're tax-free. So the old law was you're tax-free for 20 years or until 2042, whichever is earlier. The new law is data centers will not pay sales taxes on hardware or software for 35 years or 2042, whichever is later. So it's a 15-year longer tax break, even though it is a narrower tax break. It's on hardware and software as opposed to hardware, software, and electricity.
How, you know, the issue of Minnesota insurance and health care for undocumented immigrants, for people who are here illegally. Republicans came on my show a long time ago during this, well, what feels like a long time ago, it's probably just a month or two ago, saying that this was a line in the sand. There is no way that they were going to pass a budget that had money for health care for undocumented immigrants. This has been a tough one. Where with some members of your caucus who don't want to cut that health care for adults, are they going to bite the bullet on this one? Are they going to sign this? Because that is in the compromise, right?
Right. What you're going to see is predominantly Republican votes to eliminate that health care for low income undocumented adults. You know, it's not consistent with my faith beliefs to treat people differently based on where they're from or what they look like. But that is the decision that, like, as you said, it was the line that the Republicans drew in the sand. I think that it's inhumane to provide health care to some people and not to other people. But that's the budget agreement that I signed and we agreed to. And so I will vote for that in the House to get it through. I know that Senator Murphy will vote for it in the Senate to get it through. And that the vast majority of the rest of the votes to remove that health care will be Republican votes.
So that's sort of how you do it. You agree to bite the bullet and vote for it. And then that's sort of people understand why you're doing that.
Yep. It's a compromise, right? It's really important that we fund the entire state government. We provide health care for lots of people in Minnesota. The categories of people we provide health care for are people with disabilities, elderly people, and people who are lower income. And so if we were to say, you know, we're not going to make any changes at all, we're not going to negotiate with the Republicans, we put all of that at risk. And so to protect health care for everyone, we were willing to make that compromise with Republicans.
DFL Representative, Melissa Hortman, sorry for interrupting there. Representative Melissa Hortman with us. One more question, and that is on the role of the governor in this compromise negotiations, working with all of the leadership. Because of the unique scenario of this being such a divided, equally divided legislature, was the governor more involved, less involved, or about the same as he's been involved in other negotiations or other years that you've been at this?
Well, more involved. I would say in all the years that he and I have been working together where we've had divided government and there's Republicans and Democrats controlling state government, he has been at the table for all the negotiations. In 2023, when we had Democrats and we all agreed with each other, he didn't really need to be there every minute of every day As we reached the budget compromise, Senator Carrie Dietzick and I were able to work with members of the governor's team and the governor himself. But this year, he was really sleeves rolled up there all the time, helping to close the deal.
All right. Yeah, I got that impression, too. Like, I've been critical of the fact that my impression is that the governor can sometimes be conflict averse when it comes to issues that Republicans and Democrats are having at the legislature. But this year, he seemed to be in the soup to me. He seemed to be in the mix.
Totally. And I think he's, you know, a guy from Nebraska. He's become a full Minnesotan. None of us really like conflict. We want everybody to get along. We want to agree on everything. But he was really good at providing that leadership role of bringing people together in the negotiations.
Really appreciate the time and the update on all this. And we'll be following it Monday, of course, Representative Melissa Hortman, who maybe gets to enjoy a donut now on this National Donut Day. What's the best donut in your district? Where's the Brooklyn Park
spot? Well, look, I'm a real basic donut connoisseur. I like the Dunkin' Donuts blueberry cake donut.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong. Right. I had the Cub basic glazed donut today for $1. It was delicious.
I think, you know, some of the ones with like basically a whole candy bar on top can go too far.
Thanks, Melissa. Appreciate it. Representative Melissa Hortman with us on CCO. Back in just a minute with your recommendations. The best cheap donuts in Minnesota at 651-461-9226. National Donut Day. National Donut Day today. Josh, are you a donut guy?
Love them.
Favorite cheap donut is...
Kind of similar to you. My go-to all the time is the chocolate sprinkle Cub donut.
Yep.
Cub's underrated.
I wonder if Cub is finally properly rated, that people get it, that it's
good. Might be.
Because I was surprised, so I posted a picture of a Cub donut on my Instagram, at Darusha J. Mm-hmm. You can see it right now on the YouTube feed. And people knew right away. But like Jerry's Food... World's Best Donuts in Grand Marais. Dave's Downtown has a freebie bowl. You order breakfast, you get a free donut. Toby's. Toby's is good. Trip. Lots of Quick Trip on the text line.
Valley Bakery, who I think is Funner Brothers in Golden Valley, is a good one.
Too. All right, yeah. Funner in Golden Valley off Medicine Lake Road.
Yep.
Yeah, World's Best Donut in Grand Marais. Jensen's in Champlin. Quick Trip, lots of Quick Trip love. Cheap